Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, and thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast. Today I want to talk about a rally cap. Have you ever been watching a baseball game and a team gets behind and it's getting toward the ninth inning, and then fans and players alike start putting their ball caps inside out and wearing them in all different kind of ways, and they refer to that as a rally cap. It's kind of like, let's rally together for something that causes a win. Well, sometimes I wonder if our spiritual life needs a rally cap. The scripture says when Paul writes to the church in Corinth in 1 Corinthians 16:13, be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, and be strong. I love that because he's writing specifically to men, but I believe it's true for all people. When we gather, our gatherings ought to be about something. Without a something, true fellowship doesn't really last. There are, of course, plenty of possible somethings. I mean, we can gather to watch sports, play games, talk stuff, talk politics, discuss philosophy, drink coffee. We can do a little of everything. We can hunt, fish, golf, bike, hike, shop, whatever it is that you love to do. Some of us, though, believe there's one something that stands well above all the other things we could do, including eating banana pudding. Wow, that's a reach. But it's a great cause, and that is when we gather for the singular purpose to follow King Jesus, which includes fighting for ourselves, our loved ones, our friends, our neighbors, and engaging an enemy that, according to 1 Peter 5:8, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. It's an honor that we've been called to such a wondrous cause, that we're a part of this army God has called to make a difference for the cause of Christ in this world, to serve people in His name. But just like all people are apt to do, we can allow our attention to drift and we can lose focus over time. So churches at times can be not much better than any other gathering like a golf club or a Kiwanis club. As a result, we must become intentional about maintaining purpose and maintaining alignment both with one another and about maintaining morale and increasing mettle toward opposition and hardship. We do that when we triangulate our relationships, first upwardly toward Christ and with Christ and the power of Christ, and then horizontally between each other. And when those things happen, we are a force that cannot be beaten because the headship of Christ is what's launching us into this rally. Well, one approach is to borrow an ancient technique, a rallying cry. It requires that we simply consecrate and then adopt a few well-chosen words that capture what we stand for, words that reflect our agreed-upon priorities, and that rally us always back to God's and now our great cause. One of the things that I'm reminded of every day is this, that Jesus is the head, I am not, that there is only one God and I am not Him, but yet when I follow God in the power of Jesus, all things can be accomplished through Him and because of Him. I don't know about you, but I love the concept of winning, and the only way that I've experienced true winning is when I've chosen to put on a rally cap for Christ and choose on this day that I'm going to live for Him. My friend, today, it might be an overwhelming blessing for you to win knowing that you chose to follow Christ's will for your life today. Go ahead, put your rally cap on and say, Lord, I'm on your team. Let's win in your name because of your glory and your goodness today. God bless you, friend. Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day!